Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News, brung up for today, Tuesday, August 12th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, fire officers issued with transfer letters after resolution of protest action. From the region, Jamaica police seize nearly 1 ton of marijuana en route to Suriname. And internationally ethical to use untested Ebola drugs, says WHO. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate, Courts Dominica, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Details coming up.
Imagine an insurance policy where you pay what you can afford. At Beacon Insurance, we let you choose your own motor coverage. The price you choose, the benefits you choose, and it's available online all day, every day. Log on to beacon.co.tt and choose the most affordable way to insure your car today. Beacon, switched on.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth, and unmatched blend. This outstanding, refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
I made a stupid mistake.
See where it's now landed me.
My baby's now behind bars.
Feels forgotten by society.
It's time for us to make a change.
Make a change.
Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
All of us make a change.
Make a change.
Instead of incarceration, y'all, let's try diversion, reform, rehabilitation.
Our youth needs a second chance beyond bars.
A world that accepts them with open arms.
It's nice to know that you're here.
Just know that we care.
This time we'll do our part. Let's all make a fresh start.
It's time for us to make a change.
All of us make a change.
Juvenile Justice Reform Project.
All of us make a change.
Make a change.
The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good, funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli.
Dragon Windows,
located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st.
Dragon Windows.
A case involving five police officers in the death of Joshua Etienne of Portsmouth was adjourned at about 4 p.m. with still no official charge being read. The suspects were removed from the courthouse, barred and protected by members of the Dominica Police Force. No information on where the five suspects will be held was disclosed to the media. They, however, are expected to return to court tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 p.m. when the case reconvenes. Journalist Carlisle John Baptist was outside of the courthouse just moments ago.
The lawyer Leonard Clarence for the defense, for the accused and police officers raised some points stating that a coroner's court was not convened, and is basically saying that in the absence of a coroner's court being convened, that the matter falls flat. But he spoke for about 35 minutes, but in a very, very brief response, the director of public prosecution told the court that the submissions by Leonard Thompson, Mr. Lawrence, were for judicial review. However, the brief point that she raised, stating that, look, a coroner's court has been convened. The coroner's court has been opened. There's a jury panel. And in fact, the report of the pathologist was submitted. And she asked the court for further time to, you know, because he submitted a 35-page judgment from Grenada, where five police officers were arrested and charged for manslaughter of one, I think it was a Canadian guy. And that is the case they are heavily relying on. But in the brief response, though, even if you look at Section 32 of the Act, it does make provision for what the state has done thus far. And I am not sure if the lawyers for the accused people are going on the safe path.
Meantime, attorney at law Tiani Bihanzen, who represents the family of the deceased Joshua Etienne, says the second adjournment of a matter involving five police officers is a watershed of police brutality.
If they release tonight, make sure that they consider protecting the witnesses. These people, as I said before, some of them have relations with the police before, so they are known. They could be easily be singled out and harmed. The officers, even if they're not directly there, they have friends in the service. This is a serious trying time for the police. This is really, as we said before, chickens coming home to roost, but at the same time, it's a watershed of police brutality, particularly in that police station where you have a catastrophic breakdown in leadership and discipline. I'm looking and viewing from a distance to ensure that everything is done as it should be done. But from as far as I'm concerned, that nonsense that took place there was just a holding device, because it could have been responded to a few minutes. In fact, there was no need to have asked for an adjournment for tomorrow. All the DPP had to do, to in addition to what she was saying, is just to read Section 39, end of story. And then, or decide to take the actual autopsy results from the medical officer and then just present it in the court, dismiss the jury and allow the criminal matter to continue. Section 39 protects us for that.
This case of alleged police brutality comes just days after a slew of police brutality in the U.S., the most recent being a young man in the U.S. state shot in cold blood by a police officer, sparking outrage in its small Missouri community. Same time, emotions and tensions ran high outside the magistrate's court in Roseau on Tuesday, as onlookers, media personnel and family members of the five police officers awaited a decision from the courts. While family members of the five police officers consoled each other outside the courthouse, a number of onlookers voiced their opinions to Q95 News in a call of justice for the deceased Joshua Etienne.
My full name is Ivan Augustus Pelty, and I find that it's injustice for Dominica. We need justice in Dominica. Justice for one, justice for all.
Brutalize my child. His ears was making cross. When they finish, I had to get a lawyer to take him to a doctor. They put him in shackle, chaining his foot, chaining his hand. So now it's their turn. We want justice.
Justice for one, justice
they killed John Rose Lindsay. We never get justice, Maho. We want justice.
My name is Kalyan Moses. When it's my turn, it's from the front door. When it's their turn, it's from the back door, and they're running without no handcuff to the cell. Why?
The family members of the five police officers refused to give a statement. The matter is expected to reconvene at 2:15 p.m. on Wednesday. Just hours after a temporary resolution had been met by members and the executive of the Dominica Fire Association, a number of firefighters are reported to have received a notification of transfer from the Portsmouth Fire Department. According to General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Slater, as of Saturday, August 9th, the officers were moved temporarily to the youth center, after which they were to be relocated at one of the buildings belonging to the Douglases in Portsmouth. These conditions came after firemen stationed at the Portsmouth Police Fire Station ended protest action over unacceptable working conditions and accommodation. However, later says the firemen were served with transfer notices effective immediately. He says the DPSU views this as a form of victimization, which the union will not take lightly.
Madam, we have done all this thing and believing that, you know, everything has been resolved. You know, at 5:45 yesterday, these guys got letters transferring them with immediate effect. I mean, I view that as victimization. I view that as an abuse of power. And I want to make it clear that the union will use every means available to really fight it. We are not going to sit. A letter from the, a memorandum from the chief fire officer to the officers telling them that as from today, they are transferred. Some of them will be in Roseau, some of them are going to Marigot, all over the place. I mean, that cannot be fair. People have a right to protest over what is affecting them. And this is something that we had been trying to handle for the past 2 years. It reached a point where we just said, boy, look, there is nothing more that could be done. And the guys decide to...
Later says this move by the fire chief is illegal and he will seek the support of the entire fire force in Dominica. Dominica has been classified as one of the most climate vulnerable countries in the world and is expected to become even more so as a result of climate change. Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Johnson made these remarks as he addressed the start of a two-day national consultation on Global Framework for Climate Services in Dominica at the Fort Young Hotel on Tuesday. He says over the years, emergencies caused by severe weather, climate, and water-related hazards have severely impacted communities around the island, leading to the destruction of social and economic infrastructure and ecosystem.
In the 2012 Second National Communication on Climate Change of Dominica, a number of factors were identified as being the principal indicators of the country's vulnerabilities. Undoubtedly, the Nature Island has a complex mixture of vulnerabilities stemming from our geographic location and topography. These vulnerabilities reflect our status as a small island developing state and include a combination of environmental, socioeconomic, and health vulnerabilities. The extent to which we are at risk to natural hazards such as hurricanes, floods and droughts, and the significant amount of population settlements and development which take place around our coastlines increase our vulnerability to climate change. Very few persons would disagree that all of these factors reduce our resilience and threaten the country's likelihood to achieve sustainable development.
This consultation, the first of its kind within the region, is funded by the GFCS with support from the World Med Services and the Pan American Health Organization. The consultation aims to review the current status of generating climate information and assess specific needs of the various sectors to facilitate and improve projections, prediction, and decision-making. Key stakeholders, including representatives of the National Steering Committee for Climate Change, the Ministry of Health, the Environmental Coordinating Unit, the Office of Disaster Management, National Met Services, the Ministry of Tourism, Land and Surveys, Physical Planning Division, Forestry Division, Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, PAHO, and Caribbean Institute of Met and Hydrology are participating in this workshop. The Zoological Society of London and the Forestry Division is continuing efforts to save Dominica's mountain chicken. The ZSL is one of the partners who helped set up the initiative for the mountain chicken captive breeding program here in Dominica. When the chytrid fungus crisis first hit in 2002, the ZSL helped the Forestry Department set up protocol to try to deal with the recovery plan for the animal. Alex Blackman is a volunteer of the Zoological Society of London.
We are able to take individuals from within Dominica and keep them here and then provide a breeding program to hopefully boost the wild populations of frogs that we've got left. So we can breed them within the centre, we can ensure a really good survival rate for the youngsters once they're born, and so then we can use those individuals to then repopulate areas that used to have frogs and also to supplement the populations that are left out in the wild. So it's really, really critical. So we're trying to work out whether or not these animals have some level of resistance. Mm-hmm. If they do, fantastic. You know, that's the ideal situation, because that means that they can survive the fungus and they can go on to help repopulate the island. Or there's the chance that maybe they've just been lucky and they simply haven't come into contact with the fungus. And so that's what we're really, really interested in finding out.
From the region, Jamaica Law Enforcement authorities say they have seized more than $6 million worth of marijuana in a container that arrived from Indonesia and was in transit to Suriname. The Transnational Crime and Narcotics Division said it had participated in a joint operation with the Jamaica Customs Contraband Enforcement Team in seizing the 1,751 pounds of marijuana at the Kingston Wharves Port Bustamente on Monday. It said the drug was wrapped in 370 parcels among household effects and had a street value of 6 million Jamaican dollars. The container had arrived in Kingston from Indonesia and was scheduled to depart Port Bustamante on Monday for Suriname. And internationally, untested drugs can be used to treat patients infected with the Ebola virus, the World Health Organization says. The WHO said it was ethical in light of the scale of the outbreak and high number of deaths. More than 1,000 people have died in West Africa. The statement was made after its medical experts met in Switzerland on Monday to discuss the issue. But officials warned there were very limited supplies of potential treatments. The WHO said where experimental treatments are used, there must be informed consent and the results of the treatment collected and shared. In a statement, it said, in the particular circumstances of this outbreak, and provided certain conditions are met, the panel reached consensus that it is ethical to offer unproven interventions with as yet unknown effectiveness and adverse effects as potential treatment or prevention. But the organization considered there were still many questions to be answered, including how data could be gathered effectively, while the focus remained on providing good medical care. It was also unclear where the funding for the treatment would come from. Last week, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak was a global health emergency. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Fire officers issued with transfer letters after resolution of protest action, possible victimization. From the region, Jamaica police seized nearly 1 ton of marijuana en route to Suriname. And internationally ethical to use untested Ebola drugs, says WHO. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate, Courts Dominica, Dragon Windows and Orange Media. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Lakisha Labissiere, wishing you a pleasant evening.